The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the crowd at the gate of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son as he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as the Son of David who comes in the name of the Lord and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, that when he comes again, we may go forth to greet him with faithful and steadfast hearts through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the
crucifix goes first, and we'll follow behind. Wait right there.
Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has sent thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind, who follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
The epistles from the second chapter of Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt anoint me with thy mantle, and afterward receive me to glory. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such a son of a king heart. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? Our fathers trusted in thee. They cried unto thee and were delivered. The Holy Gospel, according to the Passion of St. Matthew, the 26th and 27th chapters. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him, having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now, as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, Friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand, drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus? In that hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with his servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said to him, Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is deserving of death. Then they spat in his face and beat him. And others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you? Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him, and said to those who were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. And a little later those who stood by came up and said to Peter, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. So he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because they are the price of blood." And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" So Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at the time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him, put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there, looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. And when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The hymn is on your yellow sheet. You may be seated. Text is from Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is during the Palm Sunday procession that Jesus first allows a public display of his kingly office. It is then that he allows an open declaration of him being the Christ. The people cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And I tell you, it is no coincidence that by the end of that week, Pilate will ask, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" And they all said, "Let him be crucified." And that is what happened. Now, Jesus knew that he was the Christ. He knew that he was the King of Israel from the very beginning. And he also desired that the people would come, based upon his words and his works, that they would come to believe that he was the King and the Christ. So, for example, in John chapter 1, Jesus called Philip, and Philip told his brother Nathanael, and when Nathanael professes, saying, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel," Jesus doesn't deny it. However, there is a time and there is a place for all things. Privately and among all his disciples, well, that was allowed. In Matthew 16:15-16, Jesus asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus calls Peter blessed because of the words that he speaks. But in verse 20 of that same chapter, Jesus commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. Now the reason is that these terms, Christ and King, they were loaded terms in Jesus' day. They were used by religious zealots, those who would be described as revolutionaries and insurrectionists. So in public, when he was not able to explain the biblical import of those words, Jesus chose to avoid them. Jesus let his words and his actions speak for themselves as to whether he was that promised Savior, King and Christ, yes. Now, when the disciples, or not disciples, but when the demons saw Jesus, and they cried out, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God," Jesus rebuked them. And he told them, and I quote, "Be quiet and come out of him." And St. Mark tells us that he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Even when Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch, his enemies wanted to provide evidence in order to arrest him. They surrounded him and they said to him, "How long will you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." He didn't need to tell them. They already knew what he professed. But when we get to this day, when we get to the coming of Palm Sunday, Jesus secures a donkey. He actually assists them in this great public display of his Christship and his kingship. So why now? Why have things changed? Well, because he is now finishing his 3-year ministry, and it was now time for him to suffer and die as our high priest. The King came to the daughter of Zion, and though they rejoiced greatly on Palm Sunday, by Good Friday, it will result in his suffering and death. Now, during that kangaroo court, Jesus remained silent before his enemies' false accusations. But when Pilate takes him aside and says to him, "I put you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Well, when put under oath, without hesitation, Jesus says, "It is as you said." Jesus even admits to Pilate that he is the King of the Jews. And though he rightly explains to him and has time to tell him that his kingdom is not of this world, so, fearing their rebellion, Pilate does end up delivering Jesus over to be crucified. He declares him innocent, says he's not guilty of insurrection and these things. But you see, Pilate fears for his job. He fears for the rebellion of the people. And so he inscribes that real accusation up on the cross. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Today's collect for today correctly explains that our almighty and everlasting God, who sent thy Son, our Savior, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, yes, the suffering and the death was the plan. It was the plan all along. Through faith in his self-sacrifice for us, we are made partakers of his resurrection. When we hear this account, as was read to you, the full Matthew Passion of Jesus, when we hear the passion and suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to be moved by his great love for us. Though equal to God, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He didn't need to die for himself. He was without sin. He did it for us. In full agreement with the Father's will, Jesus did this, well, that he might die in our place, that we would be forgiven, and that we would live with him eternally. So today we join. We join with the crowd in rejoicing in our humble King. We will give honor to him who is just and who comes having salvation. However, unlike them, our rejoicing will not stop. We will not turn against our Lord and mock him. We will not reject our King and clamor for Caesar or any other king. No, we will continue to rejoice and cry out, Hosanna, which means, Lord, save us. He is the Lamb of God, pure and holy. All glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet Hosanna's ring. You are the King of Israel and David's royal son. Now in the Lord's name coming, our King and Blessed One. We proclaim he is the King. We proclaim he is the Christ. Now is the time. Having heard the account of the passion and the suffering of our Lord, we proclaim with the gradual, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. So on this day, our congregation also has a special event. We are celebrating a birthday for Violet Kemp. I'm reminded of Psalm 90. It speaks of the relative strength of man, and it compares it with God's great strength. Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Now compare that, our everlasting God, compare that to man. Verse 10 says it this way. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. What a contrast between God and our life here in this earth. Well, our blessed and dear Violet, she has been given 70? No, no. 80? No. 100. 100 years. Only 0.02% of the population live to be 100 years old. Verse 12, nevertheless, says to us, whether 70, 80, or 100, it says, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. To number our days, is first to consider our own mortality, but then to use this limited life that we have to rejoice in Jesus, our King and our Christ, the one who entered into Jerusalem with the shouts of Hosanna. However, our spiritual life in Christ is not limited by feeble strength. Our spiritual life with Christ will endure for eternity. Isaiah 65, verse 20 says it this way, "Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed." So you see, all believers in Christ our King receive eternal life. And I tell you, 100% of those who live with Christ will easily surpass 100 years in heaven. Both you and I and Violet have been blessed through Christ's forgiveness. And so Psalm 90 also tells us, "Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us." So as forgiven Christians, we use however many those numbered days that we have, we use them, the ones which the Lord has given us, to rejoice. To rejoice in His goodness and in the love of our Lord. We echo the words of 1 Corinthians 15. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 143, "Create in Me." Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks that our Savior, who humbled himself in death on a cross, that he might open for us the gates of heaven, that he comes to us in word and sacrament to save us from our sins, to enter our hearts and homes, that we would respond with acts of adoration and praise and rejoicing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, we ask that your church would be given that attitude of Christ Jesus, that we would take refuge in our Heavenly Father and commend our spirit unto him. Be with our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as all pastors in Christ, that they would confess with their lips that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Be with Faith Lutheran Church in Oregon and with Pastor Mensing. Be with our Learning Center, our Director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and students. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we ask that you would bless the governing authorities you have placed over us, our President Joe, our Governor J.B., the Mayor of Heron Steve, the Congress, all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they would maintain peace so that the fruits of the earth might be distributed as daily bread to all. Grant protection to those whose duty it is to defend this nation, especially for Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as for our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel. Watch over their families while they are absent. Guide our nation and its leaders as they use military force that it would be responsibly in order to punish evil and reward good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Tom, O God, the life of the faithful, the Savior and guardian of those who love you, grant your blessing to your servant, Violet Kemp, to whom you have granted 100 years in this present life, that she may know your loving kindness always, abide in the confession of your care and protection, and in all things give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Bless Kevin, Jack, Levi, Anita, Paul, Larry and Deb, Christina, and Marcia. Also bless our students, Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Cameron, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full.
Of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Render to the Lord to all sin of its sword. Now we take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord with words of praise, and so shall I be saved in my name. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life. Amen. Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for
me.
Take and drink, this is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Depart in peace.
Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. But I am a firm and no man.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you.
For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet.
May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Save me from the lion's mouth. And from the horns of the wild oxen, you have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve the body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Strengthen and preserve the body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In your holy
Take and eat, this is the true body
His blood, precious grace, the blood of Christ, shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve the body and soul of the life everlasting. Be part in peace. Strengthen and preserve body and soul unto life everlasting. Be part in peace.
Awake up this world's land.
Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.